When people talk about the Minnesota State Mankato fired coach who got his job back and then reneged on a job at Minot State University, you wouldn't believe it unless you were actually witnessing this thing. You hear many people say that this is a story that you've just never seen in sports, and that we have gone to someone who has been working on this for quite a while. Her name is Wendy Wild. She is the news director and morning anchor at KTOE. I know her. I know her work. Have a lot of respect for her. She is a 36-year radio professional. You may remember her as a news talk host at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis. She was there from like 1970 to 03. And now she's the news director at the Mankato station, KTOE, and has some real insight for us on the state of the Mankato head football coach and the continuing saga. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you so much for having me on. I wanted to correct quickly. It's 97, not 70. I would be even older radio pro if it were 70.
Did I say 70?
That's okay. Oh, well, man. It has a 7 in it.
But, well, 36 years. I thought, well,
You know, I was 16 when I started in radio, so if you're good with math, that kind of tells you something. But it's a great business, and I got to tell you, when I came to Mankato from the big city, they told me, oh, you know, it'll quiet down after the Nibby case, and it was a local murder case. It has never quieted down. In fact, it's gotten busier. And
it has indeed. How far is Mankato from the Twin Cities, just to give us a geographical?
75 miles, mostly south, maybe just slightly nudged to the west.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Down 169.
That's not bad at all.
No.
So let's talk about... Let's bring things up to date and what happened yesterday as the fired football coach, Todd Hoffner, gets his job back. He's back on campus, turns the job down in Minot, which is a whole other story. Yeah. And then these kids decide they're not going to practice and they want their old coach, Keene, back. Take us from there.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I showed up out in the rain yesterday to cover what was at the by that time, nothing, because everybody had gone indoors. It was raining, and the practice field was empty, and there were just a few people, kind of stragglers out there, and I chatted with them, and the adults seemed to feel the kids were in the wrong. But even today, in fact, maybe an hour ago, I got another email from a listener who says, you know, big MSU supporter, but she, and she's echoing what many of the adult MSU supporters are saying, is, you know, the administration should have paved the way for this transition with these players. And some of the comments by administration, and this is more what other people are saying, I'm trying to relate to rather than my personal feelings. I'm trying to remove myself from that. But they're saying, you know, the athletic director said, we have no choice. We've been ordered to give the coach back his job. And the interim coach, Aaron Keene, in fact, in an interview here on KTOE just yesterday, an hour before the kids walked out, told us, and we've got the quote, we've been running it all day, he says, I talked to the players, and I told them, sometimes you don't have any control. I have no control, but at least I have a job. So it wasn't a wholehearted, come on, Coach Hoffner is our coach, everybody, let's get out there and play ball. It sounded kind of like a double message, maybe. And so there are those who are strongly criticizing MSU for not paving a smooth transition.
Right, and going in and saying, this is how it's going to be. He was unfairly charged. He was unfairly fired. He's been our coach. He brought this program to a good place. I'll still be here with you. Because Keene was going to return as well.
Yes, and in fact, just barely an hour, not even an hour ago, we got a notice from Kevin Beisman, the athletic director, and he says that he himself, along with head football coach Todd Hoffner, associate head coach Aaron Keene, and the student athletes from the Maverick football program will have immediate availability this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Oh.
So it sounds like they've had that talk now.
It sounds to me like these boys were almost reacting to how the coaches and the administration told them the news. Like, we don't have a choice. And so, you know, teams tend to come together, pull together. And I think in this case, they made sort of an unwise decision to do what they did. But that was... Do you think that's what precipitated? I mean, he didn't really come out and say, you know, don't play for this coach, did he?
Oh, gosh, no. But it did not sound like a wholehearted endorsement of, you know, rah-rah team, here's our new coach. And that's what the critics are saying, that the administrators, you know, Kevin Beisman and even interim coach Keane, should have taken that kind of a leadership role with these kids. Coach Hoffner is our coach. Let's go play ball. And
right.
That didn't happen.
Do these kids not like Todd Hoffner?
I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I just think that a lot of these kids for 2 years now have been almost 2 years, have been playing with Keane, and they like him. They're doing well. The team's doing well. The team did well under Hoffner, though. The team had a great record under mm-hmm. Hoffner.
From their statement, they seem to be really proud of the way the team has progressed, not just on the field, but off the field and their civic duty and their community work. And they seem to have really embraced that under Keane. Is that a different way of dealing things than with Todd Hoffner was?
Yeah, I really don't think so. I just think that a lot of these kids, you know, Hoffner built the team before he was removed from the position against his will. And a lot of the kids have spent almost 2 years, two full seasons with Aaron Keane, and you form bonds. So, you know, it's understandable. And honestly, Melody Hoffner, Todd Hoffner's wife, was incredibly compassionate and eloquent yesterday mm-hmm. When she came out after hearing what happened. And she said, you know, they're young, they're confused, they're emotional. And
sure.
it was very compassionate of her.
We're back with Wendy Wild. She is the news director, 36-year radio broadcast veteran as well. She is at KTOE. Why do you laugh when I say that?
Well, I'm just, you know.
She knows her stuff, this woman. Hey, tell us, we're talking about the Mankato coach fiasco and the fact that the players came out in their street clothes and said they weren't going to practice. They are practicing today. Is that correct?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
They are meeting. They'll meet with the media today at 3:00, and there was no practice scheduled for today. Tomorrow, Friday, 3:30, they'll be out on the field again.
So we have a couple of minutes left. Tell us how the town is divided, and I would imagine that there are some serious sides being taken right now.
There are. You know, one thing I think it's important for everybody to remember, this happened shortly after the big Jerry Sandusky scandal. So everybody was perhaps overly vigilant. But but sides have been divided from the very first. There were those people who were absolute supporters of Coach Todd Hoffner. There's no way that these charges are, from the first moment, there's no way these charges are real. People would stop by the radio station and come to the newsroom to say, this just isn't factual. This isn't real. These charges are bogus. They were ultimately thrown up. There are others on the other side who either don't care or say where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, maybe there was no conviction, but they're just still suspicious. And you just can't change how people feel about it. But but the supporters of Coach Todd Hoffner are very strong supporters.
And how about his children? Are they facing some difficulties getting back into school there? And
we interviewed Todd Hoffner the morning, yesterday morning, after he had announced that he was returning to MSU. And I asked him specifically about his children. How are they doing? You know, is there stigma? Because he had actually asked when the charges were dismissed, he had beseeched everyone, please protect my children. You know, this could be, you know, devastating to them. Please protect them. It takes a community to do it. And he said it has happened. He said the people at the school have embraced the children. The neighbors have embraced
their
children. They're well.
That is very good to know, because all the cameras are there when the charges are made, but all the cameras are gone when they've been exonerated, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, KTOE News Director, anchor, and reporter Wendy Wild from KTOE, thank you very much for joining us today here on KFGO. And thank you for your insights as well, Wendy. Good to talk to you.